Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Here's what the Bible, King James, says. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The New King James says, be diligent to present yourselves approved unto God. A workman does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So they remove study from the Bible. And you'll find out that it's removed from many of the newer translations. Do you think that's important? You think we should study our Bibles? Why?
To guard against things like this.
Exactly. Because if you don't study, if you don't compare Scripture with Scripture, Satan is slick. Now let me show you how slick he is. Go to the next one. Write this one down. Daniel 3:25. Go there. This one's tricky. Are you there? I might have to print these out and give it to you. We'll do that. Daniel 3:25 says this. He answered and said, lo, I see four men loose, walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God. Now, if you look at the New King James Version right there, it kind of says the same thing, but this is where they get you. They footnoted it and said, or sons of God. And if you look at the NIV rendition, it has sons of God. Wait a minute. I thought this was supposed to be a King James Bible. But it renders, it puts a footnote in there to say it can also be translated like the other version. So they lead you little bit by little bit, thinking it's a counterfeit. Thinking you got a King James Bible, but saying, hey, look at the other ones. That's right too. Wow. You see how subtle that was? A little old footnote. Matter of fact, I went to the bookstore and was looking at some of these Bibles. Good gracious alive. I don't even know how they read them. Notes all over the place. I just want to see God's Word. I don't need nobody notes in it. Keep it simple. All right, let's go to the next one. Matthew 20:20. This is where they change worship to kneeling down. Some people say that's pretty similar. But I can kneel down and not worship you. Remember, Satan wants to be like the Most High. So he wants to minimize the worship of God. So right here it says, and her sons worshiping him and desiring certain thing of him. Well, they changed it. Now, this is the New King James. They changed it to kneeling down and asking something from him. Well, if you look right next to it, the NIV version says kneeling down. Wait a minute. This is supposed to be a King James Bible. They just changed the these and thous and updated it. But you see how they're making you point to the other versions. Wow.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.